stars. And coach, when we sit here, and I know Brian was talking to Philip about it, but unless you win everything out, there comes a time where you're gonna have everybody's gonna have a loss at the end of the year. Only one team can come out all the way. But you were just the inches short from advancing. But I really I heard you last night on Friday Night Thunder, and I thought some of the things that you were saying just really were really classy the way you handled that, because that's a tough loss, and then to come on the radio and do that like 5 minutes after the game. But I know you're proud of this bunch. The half inch is part of football, and that's just sometimes it just doesn't go your way. But last night, a good effort by your stars. I know they fought hard.
Oh, yeah, our kids fought their rear ends off. We didn't put ourselves in a good situation with three turnovers during the ball game and two of them inside, the red zone. And, when you do that in a second-round game against a team as good as Mount Juliet, you're going to have a hard time winning, and you probably don't deserve to win. Give our kids some credit. They scored with a minute 44 left on the clock to take the lead, there was no disgust on our sideline whatsoever. You hear kids. I told somebody, I said, they left way too much time on the clock for us now, because we controlled the ball on offense all night last night. They couldn't stop us. We stopped ourselves last night, and that's what it boils down to. And when you stop yourself like that, you don't deserve to win in a second-round game like that. It's easy to say the better team lost last night, but you're not better if you're turning the football over and you're not getting the stops that you need when you need to get them. So I'm proud of our seniors. They've done everything we've asked them to do the last 4 years they've been at Segal High School. They fought their rear ends off. We talked at the beginning of the season this was a class that wasn't very well touted. There weren't a lot of accolades for our senior class this year. And they didn't do anything but come in with a blue-collar attitude and work every day. And they left a legacy at Segal High School, which I'm very proud of for them.
They had a lot of – this is a team of a lot of firsts. Advancing to the playoffs and winning a playoff win and only another one. And, and you're kind of – I think you're right when it's – I think the defense came along as the season progressed and a lot of those senior leadership, and the young guys stepped up too as well, and just a lot of firsts for Segal High School.
It was, most wins in school history. We've been open 9 years, and, there's a lot of tradition in our league, and we're the low man on the totem pole, and we're fighting for tradition. The one – I said something about it last week, I guess. Our 10th ball game of the season, we're playing on Thursday night on TV, and the weather's not great, but we're playing for second in the district, and for the first time ever, we're ranked in the top 10 in the state, and we hardly get anybody at a ball game. It was very disappointing and very disgusting. On the other hand, last night I saw probably what the best of our school could be. Our side was as full as it could be. Our students came out and supported our kids, and we got a lot of great things going on at Segal High School, and I was proud of the Segal community showing up last night and cheering on those guys. They got their money's worth last night. I know that.
And a big crowd at the Overton game as well. It just seemed like it kind of caught fever. It just kind of happens that suddenly sometimes. You were talking about the game plan in terms of your game plan was perfect. You needed to control the ball, and you did last night. Time of possession. I know you moved the ball better than. And I think that's what we were seeing too as well. They can't stop you.
No, they couldn't stop us. They were scrambling last night trying to figure out. We put in a little package a couple weeks ago, and last night we kind of opened it up a little bit. We had both our quarterbacks in the backfield at the same time, and we worked we worked handing it off to Trayton some and running the option with him out the backside, and we worked handing it off to him some and him throwing a few routes, and you know, that had them confused. And then we mixed things in and out with our regular offense. And, you know, they were trying to adjust during the ball game. And we just controlled the ball on offense, probably as good as any game I've ever been a part of. I mean, it was something special to see. But when you turn it over three times like that, it doesn't make any difference how many yards you have. You can have 1,500 yards in a ball game. You're going to have trouble winning.
Harding, I want to mention a couple of guys quickly. Harding, 210 yards on 20 carries. We've kind of gotten from kind of used to hearing about Denzel's doing a lot of yards, but he's really wavered. He's just come on, and he just keeps running the football and doing what he needs to do. And Tay Martin, and then you've got Brent, and you've got Trayton. All of those guys have just really stepped up and done what you need them to do this year.
Yeah, I mean, our kids have played hard. You know, I've got no complaints about that. You know, Denzel probably ran harder last night than he's run all year long. But our offensive line probably executed better last night than they've executed all year long. And those things showed in the stats. You know, Denzel he had a turnover there, and I think it ticked him off more than anything else. And I mean, he started lowering his shoulder and running over people. And, you know, he did some things last night I haven't seen him do in a while. I'm proud of that young man. He did a great job, but he couldn't have done very much of it without them guys up front and, you know, without the other guys that are around him too.
You looking toward next year now, and I know it's really a little early to talk about it, but I know you've got, the middle school program and the freshmen that you're coming in, and it seems like it's going to be an exciting time for Siegel in the next couple of years or so.
Oh, we hope so. Somebody said last night, Coach, you've turned it around. I don't know if we've turned anything around or not. We just only played in the second round of the playoffs, and you know, that's not the ultimate goal that our kids have in mind. And you know, our kids are upset that, you know, we're not playing in a quarterfinal game, and that's the way it should be. We're trying to change the mindset there, and I think the kids are buying into that, and their confidence is showing that. You know, we had a good year. It's hard not to sit here and you know, I don't want to be down about anything at all because I'm proud of our kids and what we've done. But we're not satisfied. You know, our coaching staff has done a great job. We've been undermanned all year long, and they've worked their rear ends off, you know, week in and week out. They're just tireless in what they do. And our offensive staff and Coach Matthews, Coach Guthrie, and Coach Eberle and Goodman over there have done a great job game planning week in and week out. And can't say enough about Coach Bartlett, who, you know, spends countless hours up there breaking down defenses and helping me out, and Coach Burnham and everything that he's done. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into this thing, and there's a lot of credit to be passed around because there's a lot of people that do, you know, little pieces that make all this puzzle fit together.
You know, Greg, you kind of answered the question I was going to ask about your coaching staff, but there was one thing I noticed, and it was probably like the third game that we had done of yours. The excitement that your coaches have and the love that they have for their players, you know, whether they're the offensive line coach or whatever they're doing. I saw, speaking of one in particular, Brian Guthrie was just giving high fives to the offensive lineman and hitting helmets and it, almost as if he was playing in the game himself. And that just really overwhelmed me, the fact that those guys were in it so much and want those guys to do so well and win and succeed. And I think maybe succeed more than maybe just the wins and losses, but actually succeed in becoming good human beings, you know?
Yeah, that's the, you know, we want coaches in our program that love our kids. And, you know, we're hard on our kids, and most coaches out there are hard on their kids in between the lines. We tell the kids when they walk on the practice field, you know, you're going to get yelled at sometimes and you know, you're going to get pushed outside your comfort zone and you're not going to like it at times. And that's all a part of the game. And that's what we want to do. But when you come back outside the lines again, you know, we want to love our kids as much as we can because we're on them all the time. We're on them to try to be the best they can be. We want them to be good people. We want them to be good citizens in society, and I think that's the most important thing. You know, I learned a lot of things this year with you know, just some things that have happened off the field for me that we play a great game, and it's just there's a whole lot more to it than just football. You know, they're there to get an education, number one. Our job is to make productive young men and citizens out of them. We want them to be good fathers. We want them to be good, you know, employees. We want them to be great bosses.
It's more than X's and O's.
Yeah, there's way more to it, and that's why I love high school football. I mean, it's just the, you know, it's the purest form of football that there is, in my book.
Greg, talk a little bit about what you do now. You got a week or two. What are you going to, relax? What do you do, Coach? What do they do after the last game?
That's a good question. I think today I'm gonna go support our cheerleaders who are competing in the state championship over at Middle. They've been a great support system for us this year, so I'm going to go over there and spend a little time and watch them compete over there. They do a great job for us. Miss James does a great job with those young ladies. And so, you know, being a school person, it's, you know, I don't think you ever really have a day off. We've got some, you know, we got the City League Championships going on over at school today. So, I mean, there's still something always going on. You know, somebody asked me where I'm going next Friday. I'm probably going to go watch my daughter cheer and my wife's team play. You know, that's where I need to be. You know, my daughter deserves that. So I'm going to go over there. You know, I'm going to try to find, you know, football doesn't stop. You know, we've got to get some things taken care of around the house, over at the field house. And, you know, you just got to kind of move on.
People going to get in the weight room here pretty soon, too, I guess. That never stops either, does it?
Yeah, we're going to give them some time off in the weight room. I want them to get away from football for a couple of weeks because I want them to feel, you know, I want them to have a little hunger when they come back. So we'll give them some time in the weight room off to you know, just to try to relax. And we'll probably end up doing a lot of nutrition stuff and goal setting things in the next couple of weeks that they're going to have off in the weight room. So,
well, it's been a tremendous year for you. And I don't know if you've turned the corner yet, but I in my estimation, in terms of, that attitude and the direction they're going in is the right direction that they're going. So we wish you a lot of luck next year, and we will see you very soon. It's going to be here pretty quick, you know.
Oh yeah, it's there's never enough time. I tell you that. There's just it'll be here before you know it. You know, congratulations to Riverdale. I hope they continue to keep winning and representing our district. You know, it's great to have, you know, we're very competitive in our district, and you know, on Friday nights, none of us like each other very much, but I think our district, as far as coaches are concerned, is probably much more civil than it's been in the past, and I want to congratulate Ron and all them guys on the job they've done, and wish them continued success in their journey.
I think some coaches were helping them out with some tape today. So, you know, everybody working together.
Yeah.
Now everybody's got the common bond. It's our district against the world.
That's right. And that's the way it's got
to
be.
Yeah. And the wife now, she's okay with you being able to go with her and stuff. She's not going to kick you out of the house or anything like that. You know, that's
no. She's a
she's a football
she's
a girl, isn't she?
I think she's probably tore up more than I was last night about it.
I would imagine. Greg, great job, and good luck next year. And we'll see you soon here, right here at probably Cedar Bucket Restaurant.
Thanks, John, for all you guys do. Y'all do a great job.
Greg Wyatt, the head coach of the Seagull Stars, and quite honestly, a tremendous season this year. Finished the season 8-4, and losing last night in a close one, 31-27 to Mount Juliet. And when we come back,